back to the Rational Revolution. I think it was last week or the week before, whatever. We had a really brilliant man who George Cabaservis. Cheap plug if you want to go listen to that. It was really a fascinating conversation. But I told him that one of my goals in like professionalism in my life, I always want to be one of the dumbest people in the room, because then you get to learn and then you get to grow. And if you get to be the dumbest person in the room, and that's I think how you become a better person. So I am totally the dumbest person in the room here. sitting with Chris Alpine and Kristen Lyerly. I want to talk a little bit about something that that happened this week. My wife and I, we were picking up a truck from my work. And so she was in a car in front of me. I was in a truck and we were going to like take out the trash, you know, like the old, this is not a Trump pun, but we were getting a bike and some stuff from the garage, driving down a road that leads to our house. And there was this elderly woman who had my yard signs in her yard when I ran and all of this stuff. And I saw a Kamala Harris sign and a Tammy Baldwin sign and a Kristen Lyerly sign, and they all had spray paint all over them. And it was not very nice. And they were F words and all of these things. And it was just nasty. And my wife, of course, called me and she was very, very upset. And I said, I know this woman. I don't know her personally, but I know who she is. And she's just a wonderful, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but she's a badass. She's a great, oh, I can say that. Thank you.
Clear. Good job, Conrad.
Thanks, buddy. But she's a wonderful woman and displays a lot of courage for standing her convictions. And I called the contact and said, hey, I need to get her signs. And I went to her house and she said, you know, she's just disappointed. She's like, well, you know, she felt violated. Someone came onto her property and did that. And kudos to Kristen Lyerly here, my dear friend, for going to say hi.
Yeah.
And when I came back with the yard sign, she was on freaking cloud nine because, oh my goodness, she got to me. And I put that on Facebook and there were people that were saying, you know, well, this stuff happens on both sides.
There were Trump signs all over the place that were not defaced
and
or
just
stolen.
Like, I have someone who's in the business of law enforcement that I know very well. It is not happening like it is on the other side. It is so disproportionately happening on one side and it is not on the Republican side.
You know what she told me? She said, I put these signs here because my dad was a World War II veteran.
Yeah.
And because my uncles and cousins have all served and they've done Old Glory honor flights and they served with pride. And
what an awesome woman.
Yeah.
Her name's Colleen.
Colleen.
What an awesome, awesome person.
I do this because this is one thing that I can do in their memory.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And she said to me, because I was putting them up and my wonderful daughter and my wife were there and helping and Gabrielle, she was just so happy to put up the sign for her friend Kamala.
Aww,
and here's one for Kristen.
No,
she's cute. But then, you know, and Colleen said, well, you know, I worry that they'll spray paint him again. And I'm like, well, damn it. We'll put him up again then. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people came to, you know, check in on her and all of this stuff. But like, how do we get past this? It's a big question.
It is a big question. I think part of it is how the candidates on our team are willing to listen.
They've been phenomenal.
They're willing to.
Oh my God.
You know, again, if the outcome is the, you know, denigration of the signs or whatever, the answer is not to deal with the signs. The answer is to deal with the energy that's causing it.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that this goes back to what you said earlier. People are so tired of the opposite sides. You know, when I go up to a door, it's interesting because my color is purple. Mm-hmm. Right. So the only thing that I have on logo, I have one button that says.
I need one of your yard signs, by the way.
You need one?
I don't have one.
It's in my car.
Do you really?
I got one. I have maybe two.
Okay.
Anyway, so I go up and my little button is purple and it says Alfheim time. And it doesn't give away.
Oh, I love it.
That
is
so
you.
It doesn't give anything away. And so there's this nervousness and hesitation to say anything. And sometimes they'll look at me and they're scanning me. They're literally scanning to try and find out what side I'm on. And I said, it's okay. I said, I've been a split ticket voter my whole life. There are no wrong answers. Mm-hmm. Whether you vote for me or not is debatable, but you need to know that I'm going to listen no matter what. Mm-hmm. And the stress will come down a little bit. And at some point they'll say, you know, well, what side are you on? And I said, isn't it sad that we have to ask? Mm-hmm. Because I'm literally just asking you to tell me what's most important or ask me questions, mm-hmm. which is what you would want your people to do. Mm-hmm. And eventually they will come out and talk about it. We have to get back to civil dialogue mm-hmm. with respect. I don't care if I'm elected in the Fox Valley. It's Appleton, Needham, Menasha, and Oshkosh. My job is to be the voice of the entire district. Do you think that it's all one-sided? No. And if, as legislators, if we believe in rebalancing, if mm-hmm. we believe in redistricting, having fair maps, then we must then represent mm-hmm. our district, which means at least listening and acknowledging, because there are pains out there that are being felt. I think a lot of times the anger comes in that they think no one is listening or everyone on the opposite side must be what's been portrayed in the media, which there's your problem. They assume that we are the deepest, deepest, most progressive person on the planet and mm-hmm. we want to undo everything. Oh no, I'm a capitalist.
Right.
I work with money and taxes for a living. Let's talk about what your kitchen table is dealing with. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about costs. Let's talk about childcare and mm-hmm. how that's an economic issue.
Everything is an economic issue.
Everything is connected. And if we could just start to acknowledge that neither side is always right,
mm-hmm. right,
neither side is always wrong, and that there are answers that we can move forward on, that is what people are crying for right now.
Yeah.
And we may not be able to shut down the fringe of the 50, let's call it 10%. 10% on either side are the ones that maybe are willing to go, or maybe it's 25% on one side and 10% on the other. But I'm not here to judge.
There are people who are entrenched.
There are people that are entrenched that those are not the people that we can impact on a regular basis, but the rest of us are embarrassed. We're embarrassed by that behavior on any side because you're going beyond civil behavior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
I want to emphasize something that you said, and it is that when we are elected, and I'm going to use when, because we are going to be elected, mm-hmm. we will be there to serve all of the people, not just the people on our team. And I think that's something really different than what we've seen here in Northeastern Wisconsin in recent times, because we haven't had a choice. You know, with the gerrymandering, there's just been one name on the ballot for so many people. And that's why people have not felt heard or respected or represented. That all changes on Tuesday.
And what's interesting too is like this show, you know, I have a slant? I mean, maybe I get, you know, probably.
Let's acknowledge it. Right. We all do.
It's real.
But I've always said that this is about left versus right. This is about right versus wrong, not left versus right.
Correct.
I've invited Tony Weed on my show. I've invited your guy, Anthony. Right?
I don't need to say that.
That's fine. No, don't. Well, no, but I've invited both of them multiple times and went out of my way to say, hey, I will be fair. I'm not going to let you spew lies, mm-hmm. but this is an open forum for you to make your case. Mm-hmm. Both of them, every single time, and it has been more than five times that I've reached out, mm-hmm. they've all said no.
Mm-hmm. My favorite right now is, you know, rational people that are still undecided will research. Mm-hmm. Google our people. Mm-hmm. Google me. Google the opponent and hit video. Because you can find every interview, every conversation that's ever been had. You can look mine up. It is pages and pages of mm-hmm. my opinions and how I feel on things to validate who I am as a candidate.
Right.
There are none from my opponent.
Yeah,
right.
And
that says
volumes.
Something. When you're not willing to say out loud and address the issues, that means you have nothing on that table. Mm-hmm. That's an issue. Research properly and you will have very clear answers as to who's trying to help.
That's exactly right. We're going to talk about closing arguments here on the next segment. We've got Chris Alfheim and Kristen Lierley. They're awesome and we'll see you back in a little bit.